Good morning, 5-Minute Families. Have you ever heard the words, "I want to be a Christian, but I don't know how"? The simplicity of that question hides a longing and surrender that came before and the further learning that will follow. If you have never had the opportunity to share the gospel message with someone, we hope that you will pray to the Lord that He includes you in someone else's faith journey. Confusion that comes before and the questions you might get are worth it when you see the hope shine in someone's eyes.
As a Christ-centered family, we all must be careful to not contribute to the confusion and questions that our loved ones will face, especially our children. When we were in Panama on our mission trip, we presented the gospel, asked if anyone would like to pray, and then prayed aloud so that if anyone wanted to make their confession of faith, they could do so. We did not ask a bunch of theological questions first. We did not make sure that they were in perfect alignment, doctrinally speaking. We took to heart the straightforward message of Romans 10, 9 through 11, that you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. As the scripture says, anyone who trusts in him will never be put to shame.
5-Minute Families, we know that not all of the people who make a profession of faith have come to know the Lord. Some thought they had to say it to get something. Some did not understand. Some just loved the attention. But that isn't really for us to decide. We must take them on their word that they have made a profession of faith. Then discipleship begins. On a short-term international mission trip, the discipleship aspect falls to the local church, and we must pray for the local church in earnest. But at home, we have to make sure that we have presented the gospel message without all the worldly frustrations, traditions, and confusions that we may add to it unknowingly. It is good for our children to know the story of David and Goliath, Moses in Egypt, Samson, and more, but they need to know primarily the good news of Jesus Christ.
We encourage you to take a moment to pray for your immediate family members. Think about their needs. Ask God to open a door to discuss their faith journey. Maybe they will share with you that moment that God illuminated His truth in their life, and you will see that you have a brother or sister in Christ sitting before you.
Or you might realize that while your loved one can find and memorize scripture and tell you the proper answer to every Bible story, he or she may not have had a moment in which God called him to himself. He may not even fully understand what the gospel message actually is. If that is the case, then make sure you don't inundate your family member with a bunch of demanding questions. Ask God to reveal to you which scriptures to share and what points to discuss.
Be prepared at all times to share the gospel message with anyone who crosses your path. But likewise, be prepared to share the gospel message to someone you know has heard it in some form 100 times before, maybe even at church events. Maybe you learn to share the salvation story through what some commonly call the Romans Road, or maybe you have heard of the Share Jesus Without Fear questions and you prefer that method. Whatever God impresses upon you and wherever He leads, be faithful to open the discussion about whether or not your loved one is saved.
Now, don't ask them every day or try to convince them if they do not make a profession of faith right then and there. You are not the Holy Spirit, but you are to be faithful servant of the Lord, and you can open the discussion. And even if it breaks down, you can ask permission to circle back again in the future.
Remember, 5-Minute Parents, the conversations with our children can be confusing to them. They might not understand the difference between believe and believe in your heart. They might be afraid of giving the wrong answer, so they shut down even as they are responding to God's call. They might get confused that they have to pray a specific prayer, a specific way, or they're not even saved.
So be sensitive to the prompting of the Holy Spirit to lead you as you lead your children in the truth and knowledge of Him. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us at clearbyretreat.org, and be blessed.